This morning, I want us to concentrate on the cross of Christ, but to look at it as we would sometimes speak. I don't know if any of you here ever launch into a little dialect every now and again, and instead of saying the, say da or de. So, right, the cross of Christ. But emphasizing the D part of it, because I want us to concentrate on some of the D's that are associated with the cross of Christ. And of course, the first obvious D that we can think of is, on a day like today, we're thinking of, you know, I don't do the rhetorical thing very well, right? So yes, we're thinking of the death of Christ. And even though that is the most obvious one, that is not where I wish to start this morning. The first D I want us to remember about the cross of Christ this morning is that the cross of Christ is about division. The cross of division. The cross of Christ divides. It separates. It divides between the old covenant and the new covenant. When you look at Colossians chapter 2, verses 13 and 14, it speaks to us about having wiped out what were the requirements of the old law that were indeed being more of a yoke around our necks than anything else, and giving to us the new law, having nailed the old law to the cross. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm very happy that that division has come, that the old law has been nailed to the cross. The old law, I know many of us would not be able to hold on to it. In fact, that's why Christ had to come, because it was extremely difficult for persons to fulfill all the requirements of that law. It wasn't just about keeping the Sabbath day. It was about keeping all the requirements of that law. All. And if you missed one, you were in trouble. It didn't matter what else you did. You were in trouble. And if you were not able to keep that entire law, then you were considered to be outside. Well, there was nothing as the God's grace thing was not in. You were considered to be outside of the law. And even that was a huge problem. But the cross of Christ changed that. And according to Colossians chapter 2 and verse 14, nailed it, that is the old law, to the cross, and gave us the new one. The cross of Christ also divides between the saved and the lost. What does 1 Corinthians 18, verses 22 to 24 says? For the message of the cross is, that what's the word? Foolishness to those who are perishing. But to us who are being saved, it is what? The power of God. That is 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18, and then 22 to 24. 22, for Jews request a sign, and Greeks seek after wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified. It is a stumbling block to the Greeks, but to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ is the power of God and Christ is the wisdom of God. So yes, the cross is a cross of division. It divides between the saved and those who are not saved, those who are lost. So those of us who are saved through the power of the Christ, and those who are not do not know that power. The cross will divide the world, yes. But the second D of the cross Okay, thank you. Found the other one. Right. The second D of the cross is not just the cross of division, but if there is a cross of division, then you must also have a decision. So the second D is the cross of decision. Last night I was coming back into Barbados, and I was seated in the middle seat of the three, you know, the row has three seats, and I was seated between two men. My life seems to be spent between men. On one side of me was a black man of Caribbean extraction, originally from Guyana, living in Colorado, and coming here to visit friends and also to take part in the cricket matches that would be played here. And on the other side of me was a white man from Australia.